Support this podcast at patreon.com/rednews.
Hello everyone, it's Red News Podcast 210, and this is a quick semi-dungeon one to explain that this is the joys and the highs and lows of United represented over a lifetime in two games from West Ham and us in a pub, which was a great little booze and meet up, and made the cliche of the 90 minutes gets in the way, as we were so down about the game, but cheered ourselves up to the joy of Villa. And of course it was joy because me and Shane weren't there and carried on our tradition of just seeing the only shit bits all season and missing the good bits. It's not about us. So I was ballooning. The second half was everything this season hasn't been and everything United should be. It showed tenacity. It showed fight. I thought Bruno, we've dug at him, but he led from the front. He was dragging that team and the balls he was playing and some of the football was great. And it gives you that iota of hope that we know the next shit show will probably be very soon. But just if we can get it together like that. Garnaccio's excited for quite a while now and he's been a bright light in this season. He's shown world class and I'm hearing he's staying on for finishing training, so it's starting to show. And if we can start connecting, and it was joy for Hoyland and the videos of the ballooning just made everything seem all right and we all needed it. So I hope you had a good Christmas everyone, and if it's not your thing, it's fucking over. And may quickly 2024 be kind to you, because it can be tough. And so the mind thing, I've got about 4 days left and I've got about 90 odd thousand steps to do, and I've found it really hard. It's a mad that like an average of 10,000, it should be 6,000 a day on top, but it just feels like a slog. So I'll be honest, it's been a slog, but I did 45,000 steps in the one day last year, so I can do it. But I'd rather not be on my knees on New Year's Eve because we're going out for a meal. So please donate. We're nearly at the finish line. And obviously, if you haven't got the new Red News, we didn't have one for 2 months. Why not? Please support it. A lot of time's gone into it. And I put everything into the tribute, because Sir Bobby summed up what United was about. And thanks for the kind words to it. So we've got a lot of clips now. Thanks to Nathan for coming back and selling. So I'm going to lead into that. But first of all, we've had the Ratcliffe news. So I think cautiously optimistic is my view. We'll hold him to account. I'm a very sceptical, cynical old man nowadays. So I'm not this, oh, he stood on the Stretford end, hallelujah, we're saved, because he's a petro-belching capitalist who's done awful things as well. There's no good saviours out there. And also, if for a quirk of Rain Group, he'd be owning Chelsea right now. But we want an alternative, and 25% is better than a year ago. But of course, and now I look at I've read the dossier, I've read the, whatever, the filing, and I've read it again and twice over, and I'm an ignoramus because I stare at it like someone's just given me a print of Swahili in front of me, and I go to toe in the water and say, can you explain this for me? But I've heard that, he's been a genius by what he's put in there, and maybe so, but there's still that element of distrust that they've got 2 to 3 years to try, and what I'm sure they're thinking is, let's try and find in 3 years this other person who'll come in and offer daft money, and then we're quids in. So there's just a wariness that, hang on, one step forward, but we know what this modern United can be like. But let's see, wouldn't it be nice if there's a pathway to in 18 months that he's got 29% of shares and he gets more? But let's hold anyone to account, and whoever it is, let's see what he's doing, because immediately people are saying there'll be a sporting structure, but there's a wariness that they'll bicycle the what is it, Jeremy Vine with glasses and a bald head will come in and save the day. If only United and life was that easy. So we'll continue to do fanzine things. And I love it that, I've got some mates going away with hope, because that's what United should be about. But if you're a cynical old bastard of a fanzine, you've got to be like sceptical eye on it. It's better. It's not a state bid for, there's a few of us, me and Nathan, who are majorly overjoyed about that. But you've got to hold everyone to account and shine a light and think, we all have faults, but United should be run in a way that is fitting of this great community and custodians in the proper true sense. So don't just proclaim fan engagement, actually show it and do meaningful things and make this a club that we can be proud of. So I think I'm done. You've heard it all year from us. Thanks for the support. Is this where they do the YouTube like and subscribe? But we enjoy doing these pods. We talk a lot of nonsense, but I think I've never met a person who doesn't. So take care of yourselves. Support mine. Support the mag. And don't do anything I wouldn't do. And that's fucking been a lot of dark things over the year. Take care. And let's hope 2024 is a good one for yourselves, ourselves, and the mighty, great, glory, glory Manchester United FC. Take care, everyone.
Hey, but I've got it right.
Right, hang on. Do that again. It's Red News Podcast 210.
Nick says I have to announce a fixture. It's West Ham, it's Bastard, it's Cunt, it's Thunder Cunning. And I've said that twice now, because this fucking machine that I paid a lot of money for is fucking up. What has been magical, we've been in a boozer at the back of Euston and we've had Manx, Warrington Reds, people from Ireland, Cockney Reds, Welsh lot, and we've shared why United is so special, and for 3 hours we've almost forgotten what we've just witnessed. And it's not going to be a long one because this won't be out to after Christmas. I hope you have a good Christmas. I'm glad this didn't happen at You Know Where. Why they sang Champions of Europe, I've stolen Shane's thunder. Do you know what? I just want to see us score. Nick might not add to this much, but I actually thought we were okay for 65 minutes, and okay is as best we get with United these days. 45 to 65 minutes, we huffed and we puffed. We had two shots. I was the last but second row in the back of, so it was like seeing ants. And we had two chances, shots, and I thought, yeah. And then someone next to me went, that's our two shots on target for the game already. We don't score, and I find that pretty unforgivable. But so maybe most of us or some of us will say, not Erik ten Hag out. But like the slaughtering we gave Van Gaal, and I think his worst season was like 50-odd, 54 goals. We're on 18 or 19 goals. And what we're doing, we're damaging Højlund. I don't know if Højlund will be good enough in 2 or 3 years. But we're ruining the kid that should never have played this many games. The front three, Garnacho gives us a bit of hope. 15 minutes in watching the Ants, I looked at the team sheet and I thought, oh, Anthony's actually playing. And everyone agreed, he's a grafter, he tries hard. But he's your £90 million winger. So if we just wanted a grafter who's that sort of position, you may as well have Ashley Young back. So it's not unexpected. And as soon as we went 1-0, we just capitulate. I hate going there. Every year I say, I'll never go back. Upton Park had venom. I much prefer venom. I much prefer people spitting. When you sell, it's... And I walked early, and they had a DJ, like it was a Magaloo fucking shithole, past one of the bars serving piss water going, pump up the volume irons. And I thought, it's 12 o'clock, and a bloke had a green, West Ham fan had a green fucking tinsel Christmas tree on his head. And I thought, I'd much rather be chased around that market by someone threatening to fucking do my innards than this. The only highlight I had all game was there was this fucking Neanderthal West Ham fan, all game, all first half, giving it. And I was waiting for United fans to come up with a reply. And I thought a vicious chance back. And then just as he walked down the stairs, someone came up with the pedo, pedo, pedo. And I thought that was my highlight, that we actually had a retort. I don't know if you can say that, but I don't give a shit. 75 minutes, loads of Reds, didn't we? Phil came and joined me kindly. Loads of Reds were leaving. And it's not a dig, but it's just with resignation that you can have two shots and think. So we're not going to say who, because it could get him in trouble, but the bloke who scored the second goal for them, a Red News affiliate, had a do where this lad went wee and he went into the toilets, and this lad who scored the second goal for West Ham was so incapable of human civilization that he'd pulled his trousers and his pants, his tracksuit bonds, like a four-year-old having a piss in a toilet. So he's incapable of pissing properly, like you don't need to put them down your ankles. But he still scores the second goal against Inanna.
Mate, we all like a big boy wee. Like, everybody loves a big boy wee.
I like a sit-down wee. I've never pulled my pants.
I thought you were like saying we're keeping anonymous, but you've just like said the bloke who scored the second goal. We all know.
No, I'm naming that fucker. I'm not naming the Red News affiliate. Right, sorry. Do you know what? The first half, I thought, the okay bit was if this was paused at twice speed, like, speed it up, we're okay. We're at half a speed. We pay your benefits, and I thought... Like all the, I'm not going to write a letter to an MP. No one read, you know, they're not going to fucking complain and get it on the news. But what hurt me sore, that's not even funny. But when they sang, "You're West Ham, you're not famous anymore," and I actually thought, do you know what? And then when we sang 20 times, which I get a bit upset about because it's so far back now. And then I thought, we sang about "Come on, David Moyes." Everyone beats David Moyes. And David Moyes beat us today. Who wants to go first?
I'm going to challenge you. I challenge you because I think that to sing about the stuff that's gone on in the past is what people do, and
we haven't got a single song for a new player.
No, I agree with that. I agree with that, and I don't like the fact that all of our songs about Liverpool and City and all of that. I think it's bizarre. But that doesn't bother me as much as the fact that you would. The first thing that came up in my head was you said, first 60 minutes we were all right.
Do you disagree with that?
Well,
Nick disagrees. Have a good Christmas, lads. Lee, have you got a comment for the podcast for Christmas?
Foot right off.
Have a good one, mate. Phil. Podcast.
Well, we've got the
I don't know what that loss. Apologies. Go on, Phil.
All right.
This device. Sorry.
Barney's muff isn't working.
That is a long time story.
This embodies Red News in a way.
Do you know what, though? It's funny that there's a lot of us who were sort of going, oh, yeah, first half it was all right. And I think I was part of that, but... Did the keeper make a save?
Yeah, two.
Proper.
No.
Proper save.
No.
Proper save. Like, I don't mean, I mean, yeah, something
Inanna
I could fall
makes
on.
Dramatic saves.
Yeah, I don't.
And then
but,
the basics.
But what I mean is, we're Man United playing against West Ham. We're Man United playing against West Ham. So that's my issue, is that, like, I know things come and go and teams change and form changes and classes permanent, all that bollocks. I have an issue that we're saying that we played all right, because that's in my head, we played all right for an hour, but we didn't do anything.
No, but I wouldn't even say all right. I'd say just okay. And okay is acceptable. Brendan, do you want to appear? No, come on. The artist formerly known as Chinatown. You here. What did you make of it? We've ruined your Christmas.
Nothing, no chances, like, in the first half. Like, they don't make chances. They don't create anything for people to score. I get that Hoyland, you know, he's out there. He should have nailed something at some point, but, like, no one creates any chances. The first half, there's, like, nothing created. And the second half, when West Ham scored, you could see.
Well, we talked.
Yeah,
like,
you could see it all draining out of them. Like,
and
I usually watch on the telly, but seeing it in the stadium, man, you could see that fucking confidence drain out of them.
We empower other teams, because I don't think West Ham had a particularly good. I thought that we all said at half time, this looks like a 0-0 under Jose. That they just have you enjoyed it? Like, obviously, have you enjoyed it?
No,
was this
the first half they West Ham were like United, no one created anything, there's nothing, it was like a sort of.
But isn't that sad indictment of what we think we are.
Have you seen the table?
Of what we think we are.
Just to check out.
Who do we think? So what do we think?
Well, in our heads, we're fucking giddy bollocks. We're still the best of the best. And we are when we're together as a fan base. But in reality, we are. It's like someone said after the game, how low do we go here?
But that's where we are. We are West Ham.
Right, Nigel, you're on the pod.
What? I've got about 2 minutes.
Right, sum it up.
What?
Do you have hope?
It's been drained out of me at the moment. But last week I was optimistic, and then all of a sudden we turn up today with no energy. First half was like watching a pre-season friendly.
Okay, I'll let you go. I love you. But today is here.
You can ask me half an hour in, and I'm a proper chat.
nice
to see you, Brendan.
Really great to see you.
How do you? Have a great Christmas. Look after yourself, yeah? Hopefully you see you again soon, yeah?
If you're fucking coming, stay tight, man.
Pre-season next summer.
Do you know what? I've been saying for weeks that put the kids in, and we said it through all the.
Yeah, but he did today.
Yeah, exactly, and that's what I mean.
But then you can damage, I thought Evans was admirable, but we shouldn't be having.
Sorry,
cheers, Nod. Happy Christmas, mate.
And that's the thing, is that I want. Nick. I want the kids to play.
Yeah, but if we put a team of 10 kids or whatever, we're fucked. We're putting, you see the damage that we're doing to Hoyland. Like, I thought today was the first day that, and this is really bad because I'll regret it tomorrow, that I had major doubts about Hoyland succeeding at any period at United, because I thought, we've regressed him so much, he ain't winning in the ball. He ain't winning the thing. And then I suddenly thought, there's the striker who, what was it, Atalanta 18 in 72 games. But you don't see a progression. Nick is so.
I don't want to write any footballer off. But as I put in the podcast group before, I was saying, well, what are his strengths? I'm sorry, but what are Hoyland's strengths? If you're that good, you get involved in the game, you make something happen.
And not just fucking
move away from the Harry Kane, move away from the holes, always sweaty and all the rest of it. And I get that, but you show something. Listen to me very carefully, very carefully. He's sweaty. Greatness shows up early. Remember that, right? Rooney was 18. He's not Wayne Rooney, and I get all that. But there should be something in there where you get hold of the ball and you make something happen. Come deep, get it, and make something happen. You can't just be a target forward your life and go, well, we don't play to you, we don't give you the ball, we don't cross the ball. I get all that. Get involved. Do something. Make something happen. And I'm sorry, you can't sit there and shrug your shoulders all game and look like you're sorry, going, well, no one's giving me the ball. No, you can't do that in football. You have to do
about it. Devil's advocate is then we bring on the player who's paid more money, and I know he's just returned from injury, and this feels like I'm just slagging every one of them, because I'll call Bruno out for the usual. We're attacking and he fucking holds his ankle, and then he fucking goes down and he stays down, and you get up because we're actually attacking the ball. You never win. The ref is never siding with Bruno in that situation. But as soon as Rashford comes on, he's on 350 grand and made no iota of difference. And look, no,
reputation procedure in football.
But
and that's
you disagree. I said the 45 to 65 minutes was.
It was fucking terrible. No, it's terrible. No, and it's like you're coming out going, that was all right. I seen you at halftime. You're like, that was all right. And I'm like, it's not all right. It's not good enough, Barney. It's not. We can't sit there and go, oh, what we've had, what, no shots on target. Guess
two,
what?
Two.
They're unforgettable. The crap, and it's like.
I know. That's scammy. Manchester United, like the biggest criminal. Of course, I want to win. We're repeating ourselves in infinitely fucking advertorium or whatever on this podcast. But I want to see Manchester United score goals of football. And I go into Ten Hag, and even when we were doing well last season, we don't. Like you mentioned the Chelsea 4-1, and it haunted me thinking we scored four in this period, and I don't remember it. But it malays into. We are quite dull under Erik ten Hag, and I want him to stay, but am I now saying I want him to stay because there's no alternative and we know it'll be put out of his misery in May?
That's why you want him here, though. You sat there thinking, I think Erik's going to do something, because there's no other alternative, and who else are you going to get in between the end of May? And I mean, look, you might as well keep it out till the end of the season, but he's not going to keep his job until the end of the season.
But we did that.
There's no way.
But if he knows, then it becomes the gallows. Then we saw under Ralph, the shithouses or shithouse worse.
Nobody wants someone to sit here and get like a Ralph in charge again as well. And Eric might as well see the season
Steve
out.
Bruce.
We've got nothing to see. We've got nothing to play for.
Give it Brucey to the end. I'm joking.
But
it is shit, though. This is proper shit.
Like, that was the
Where's
worst...
Where's our bravado? Where's our Manchester United always
Make it very clear. That was the worst away-in I think I've ever been a part of. I've never been to West Ham
it's
before.
It's a terrible way.
It's a terrible way.
You never get, even when we won here, you never get an atmosphere.
United don't play well at midday and all that shit. There is so much wrong with Manchester United from top to bottom right now, that if we were to go into, we'd be here all night.
I could
torture for hours about how I feel about United. But today, to bring it down, just really simple.
What time did you wake up to get the train?
4:15. I did have a Christmas ham in the oven overnight that I left in overnight, so I did. I woke up slightly earlier than perhaps I had to, because I had to take my ham out.
You cook your ham. I'm more interested in the ham than the United. You cook your ham overnight.
Yeah, not normally. But because it was 4 hours and I went to bed at midnight, I was like, right, I'll fucking cook it and get up at 4.
See, I'd be worried then, is it going to be edible? Yeah. In the old days, the same. My mum had a turkey and she said, just put it in the oven once it's cooked. Eat it for 3 days. And then it'd be coggy. But do you feel today is a wasted?
No. God, well, no, of course I do. I know. Because it's like, what is with you? And like this.
Oh.
No, but that's the truth. Like, This is Man United. Like, what?
No, but I cannot. But then there comes a point, like, and this sounds unforgivable, but there were people in our end, you know, the desperation we all have for fucking tickets and that, who never have a given right, that someone said they were on their phone and they were just watching videos. But I think the match day club would just fuck it off.
Well,
and like,
do you know what? About it, I won't go on about it. But if anybody from Manchester United listens to this, then
only to stitch us up, they won't even retweet the Manchester Mind stuff.
I'm not. There is no.
No, there are good people. A lot of good people.
Yeah, I agree. But if anybody wants to find people who are not using their away tickets properly, it's not difficult to find. And that's all I will say.
But without that, then I wouldn't have got a ticket. So it becomes, you know, like, I get
that. Yes, but I agree.
Who has a right, you know.
No, I know what you're saying, Barney, but...
My problem is, the tickets are getting given back to a club to distribute. We're not getting them.
We should get them.
And you weren't on your phone for 70 minutes.
My thing,
like, I've rambled on this podcast. I'm not going to talk about the football because we've gone round and round.
Upset about it or just don't want to talk about it?
Oddly, like, I'm an old man and I went with my son today. And the reason I love football is when I go to a game, I'm a pessimistic man. I'm an anxious man. But I get optimistic when it comes to United. And I was convinced we were going to win today. All I wanted, I said to Connor, my lad, we're having a pint before. I said, all I want to do is sing Jingle Bells, Jingle Bells.
Yeah.
You know, great to United. And it just like, and then within like 10 minutes, you realise actually that's probably not going to happen. But we're getting a bit soppy. We've had a few pints. I'm not going to talk about football. I'm bored with that. But we've come to a proper pub. And it's been a great crowd in here, and it makes you realise. I feel a little bit like probably a beer and juice, a little bit soppy in the sense of like nothing beats the camaraderie and the friendships and the things we've made. And you kind of think actually, like, you watch, you know, the game was shite, let's not dress up, but you come to a pub, and as you probably all talked about, it pales, and we've got a wide range of people, as you said, from all four corners, and we were a great fucking football club. A great fucking football club. The only problem is the football club doesn't realise how great we are. That's the fucking problem, right?
I will say,
like, you know, like, I had to collect the tickets today, and like, but the fact that they made it hard work, they're doing me a favour, like, do you realise what we're coming for? Like, do you realise we're coming, we're travelling to watch this shite?
But it's like, but the Brighton, the, what you mentioned in the mag, you know, last game of the season under Ralph, was it, or the season before, where it was like, we lost 4-0 and they're making the whole end pick up the tickets, and you think, hang on, you've totally lopsided. I will say, like, I sold, and thanks to everyone who bought the mag, we sold 20 today, which is really kind. But there was someone who came up, and the United stewards were great, and I know them, but that someone came up today, and he went from the West Ham, and they went, do you know that you're not supposed to be selling on the footprint? And this is where one of those moments where I wish I'd had the foresight to say, anyone who mentions foresight, sorry, footprint, you're selling on the West Ham footprint. And it's not even their footprint. But I thought, anyone who says the word footprint, I don't want to know.
I've no sympathy for West Ham, genuinely. But, like, fucking hell, like, I actually feel sorry for, like, West Ham United football fans, who are genuinely football fans. Upton Park, in my humble opinion, it was a horrible place to go, but it was one of the greatest. It was one of the greatest football grounds I've been to. And that is a fucking, this is so far, I know we say it every year we go there, it is the most awful place to go to. It's a fucking shithole.
I hate it. The atmosphere is always shit.
I was thinking about it before.
We looked at it though, didn't we? The whole fucking design, I mean, they've got, is shit. Yeah.
Can I talk about Christmas decorations?
I meant footprint. Anyone who says the fucking, someone actually, a grown adult came up to me as a fanzine seller and went, you're on the footprint.
Flare.
How big is a fucking foot? Right, so Gary from Oz is over. He loves the pod. And they're like, you're over. And he went, this drug or some words to that effect. And I think that is what it is. Like, sampling everyone in this pub. What I was trying to read, I said quiche the other day. I meant niche. That's our best.
Well, quiche is
and
nice.
And we said senior moments. I tried to say rush hour the other day to my wife. And I couldn't think of the word rush hour. So I was saying it's a busy period in the morning and afternoon.
What did you say? Is there a blowjob or something?
Blowjob. I meant niche, really. I never finish the sentences, but I fucking will today, is you're typing in fucking, like, WhatsApp, and then Twitter comes along, so you end up typing in that up. Stop with your fucking note. So, and anyway, a mate was with their kid, and they're watching the latest Spider-Man movie, and it's multiverses, and he just went, I'm suffering, Spider-Man. And then he went, imagine if there's a multiverse and there's another one of me and you. So we lulled, as the youngsters do. And then he went, imagine, Nick, this is for you, imagine if there's another anti-Martial in a multiverse. It's like, think on that. Right.
Oh, do you know what, Barney? You can't do 2 minutes. I mean, are you okay?
No, well, I wasn't. That was quite the editorial. Because do you know what? I wanted just to not lose. I didn't want to lose at Scousers, and I didn't want to lose today, because I thought, today isn't going to harm my Christmas. But what right have we got?
They're a poor side, and we should...
They didn't
if
even
the players went
for
effort,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
But then are we a poor side?
Can we talk about
Christmas decorations?
No, not yet. Go on, Nick. You look broken, or you're tired, or you need walking to...
I generally thought, what more did you really expect? Like, I was coming all the way down here today thinking we were going to get beat.
Really?
And we got beat.
Why did you do that? Got up at what time this morning?
6:05 this morning.
Why then?
I love United. I mean, what more do you want? I came down here thinking, I wasn't sat down here thinking today going,
oh, this is going to be great, we're going to win at West Ham away. Wonderful. I was sat there thinking, this is going to be great, I'm going to come and see Brendan, because you said to me he was out. We're going to come down here, we're going to have a few pints in this very, very wonderful boozer.
I mean, in fairness, is it a wonderful boozer?
In fairness, you said to me about 3 weeks ago, Brendan's coming, you have to be there for West Ham. So.
It's true, it is true, you said that.
It's all on you, Brendan.
We're all here. I'd like to make this very clear.
There is an argument. We'd always say, you know, we'll follow them through thick and thin. But until the team know their shit, you'd never say, none of us would ever say, don't go. But in a day and age where they have no comprehension of how we feel, I'd follow
Brendan through thick and thin anywhere. I think his artwork is...
But these players are more prima donna. We've got a captain who I think is supremely talented, who needs someone to captain him. That's your biggest mistake. We've got a goalie who Nathan is going to turn out right again, isn't he?
Yeah,
like the other day, Onana made a save that Shane mentioned, and he spectacularly saved a save that if I'd been at primary school, yeah, I'd go, I'll do that. And I feel sorry for the bloke.
We had a goalkeeper and we all moaned, or certain people moaned, that he was a shot stopper.
Oh no, he had to go though.
He was nowhere near as bad as fucking them making out like. The last position we need to get rid of was the hay.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Give him one more season, two more seasons.
I need to listen to this cut final. Yeah, but he becomes... De Gea becomes better. I love De Gea. But why has no one got him? He becomes better because he's not here anymore.
No, hang on. He was great.
He kept the most clean. But at the cup final, he cost us the cup final.
He cost us the fucking cup final. Shame.
He didn't.
Do you know what? Can I just go there? Sorry, Nick. I'm going to shout it.
He did cost us the cup final.
What I will say is if not
cost us the cup
final. He did. If anyone thinks... Like, so Marcus Rashford can fucking walk around Wembley for an hour and a half and David De Gea lets in one goal, he fucking costs... It's bollocks. No, David De Gea did not cause... You're living in cuckoo land if you...
How good is Jesse Lingard? He won us the FA Cup.
Against Palace.
So how good... How does everybody feel...
But you said he cost us. Jesse Lingard won us. West Ham, Brighton, he was costing us goals. What I trusted about Eric was that he would sign a goalie that would be better than De Gea. But what I trusted in the process, loose women, was that he would actually go, right, we're getting rid of De Gea, because a lot of us thought after the cup final he's got to go. This alternative would be so much better. And what I'm confronted with is I think he's a decent keeper, but who's been eaten up alive by the beast of United. And United eats up fucking hundreds of players. Hundreds. Like, what? So here's the thing. Knowing Lawrence, who's Les Seeley's best mate, and I will say, can I just say, we're going to end this.
Oh, I love Les Seeley.
But Teddy Sheringham, I messaged him the day after last pod. We had messages. Nick was saying it won't be him. I clicked on his WhatsApp and it was Terry Venables' profile with him, and I thought, it is him. And then he went, I'm going to do an interview with you. So I thought, fair fucks. But I had faith that Ten Hag was going to be replaced by a better keeper. So we've seen 100 players eaten up. Good players.
All I would say is it's like we bought this player to play in a way that we can't play. So we bought a player to play out from the back.
Yeah, but is that down to him? No, that's not Onana's fault.
No,
I've not seen anything from Onana to make his passing seem...
To,
keeper. Exactly. So, like, he was supposed to be the best keeper with his feet, but then he kept welling it out at Anfield. And today,
I do think that, like, as we read the mag, please support the Mind campaign. This will be the last thing. But there is a man. They're slaughtering Murta, and I'm saying he's Everton level. Read the mag, but they're going, he's an Everton level. But there's a Murta tax, and I think there's a United tax on players. That some players, why I said Les Seely, sorry, that Les Seely arrived and went, do you know what? I'm probably West Ham level, but United is my club. So he raises his game. I mean, Eric obviously raised his game four or five times, but Les Seely went, I'm this, but I can be this at this club. And other players, Alan Brazil, Mickey Thomas, says the stress of playing for United, they come to this club and they might be West Ham, they might not be United level, but they go, oh, I'm actually worse. And they do, we destroy him, never hear them. Like Morgan Sliderlin, I mentioned him, Southampton. Anyway, have we done, Shane's got, like, no, I'm done on
Brendan, and then I
Brendan, have you got?
No, I want to hear you, Morgan Sliderlin.
No, but they say
right,
he was.
I wanted,
right.
Barney's been doing lots of walking. Nick's been doing lots of running. Manchester Mind. It's a great charity. It's a local charity. If you haven't donated yet, which I haven't, so I sound like a knobhead, I'm going to do it right now. I'm literally going to do it now while I'm here. Brendan's going to do it right now while I'm here. If you haven't done it and you're listening to this, please, 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 please donate. Christmas present, whatever. And Merry Christmas.
But what, Phil, to someone who's...
No, I finished. That was the fucking mic drop.
One last question.
Oh, Barney.
Phil, to someone who's feeling difficult, because Christmas isn't for everyone.
Yeah.
Have you any advice?
Oh, mate. Oh, that's a big question. Do you know what? Do you know what? I've just gone quiet, because I think, lads...
I can delete it.
No. We get told to talk so much, and that's actually, in a way, not always helpful. Because I think if you could talk, you might not be where you are. So, look, use your mates when you can. And but I know it's not easy. Like, and do you know what?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you know what? Arsenal just scored against Liverpool in the pub we're in. So that's why everyone's gone cheering. Do you know what? I have no big message other than keep going. We'll be all right. We'll be all right.
Sometimes I want to talk and then I don't want to talk.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
there's no like... Oh,
no, but
no,
that's the thing is that I think men... We've got into a... A period of the world, if you like, where it's like, well, men should talk, which is brilliant. But actually, I have support around me. Well, it's not always about that. Some stuff is. It's just hard. So, in terms of. What I've used, like, I have so Manchester Mind, who Barney is supporting, there is a text service called Shout. I'm off the top of my head right now, so if you're alone and you're feeling bad, there's a text service called Shout, which you can text. And do you know what, some of the biggest love I've ever seen is people who put stuff on Instagram and Twitter and say, I'm feeling shit. And you'd be surprised the amount of people who are following you who are perhaps not engaging with you, but who care. So, like,
do you find United helps?
United, yeah. United's... I mean... yeah. I mean, if you've read any of my stuff, I mean, United during lockdown was... a really weird thing for me, because United's been you've blindsided
Sorry.
Me here. No, not
and,
at all.
And
no,
take,
I like it. No,
and
I know I'm no, don't, don't, don't,
He's been very eloquent.
United were such a big part of like my lockdown, because they've always been the constant. And it's like days like today. I'm in London. I travelled on my own.
And you're now looking after Nick.
I'm not travelling home on my own.
This is serious because Nick said you've got to look after.
I've got to look after Nick. But like, yeah, United. But it doesn't matter that we lost today. United's my friends. United's my support network and my. It's there are people like yourself and you know, obviously my dad and my granddad, it goes like a long way back, and like it's a big deal, but it's become really good for me. It's really good for me.
Indescribable. I'll post a photo of all of us together and why United matters, but I do fundamentally believe we deserve better, and that's not a divine right to win things. But I just think the club itself, like for the culture, like why the community is so important. We deserve a club who respects us and loves us for starters. Yeah, Shane, sorry. Go to your. We're gonna.
It's insignificant now. Like,
no, go on.
Like what you said. I was only talking about Christmas decorations, where you used to pin them at the centre of the light and do them out to the four corners of the room, and the pub we're in has them. It doesn't really seem relevant now after what you just said.
Who did that?
Everyone done it in the '70s and eighties.
Oh, you're an old man.
We did it. Sorry, but no. What Paul just said is like magnificent. Like basically, I can't. Like what you just said is like some. Like United is so much more important than what goes on the pitch. And what it's about tonight is like sitting with some mates, and you know someone's there. So I'm just going to say what he said. Like, you know,
but
like
it's the unreal world, and it's not digging at so many like Bill, Tex, you know, who can't be there today, and their only attachment is by TV and that. But what you try and do is hope that people get it. Those 3,000 of us were unlucky today.
It's community. Yeah. It's not.
It's
not where you're from.
No, it's not. It's not. Because it's not about the fact that, you know,
you can move to fucking New York or Timbuktu. And you can.
You did move to New York.
Yeah,
what would you do? Right, Brendan, I'm putting you on the spot.
Okay.
What advice, if someone has got a rooftop, what would you say?
Come and talk to me. I'll build you an amazing garden on a rooftop in New York.
Right, we're going to end it.
Can I do one last thing?
Yeah.
I will say that I started writing for Red News when I was 18, so 22 years ago, and that says a lot about Red News, because I was buying Red News for a long time before that. It says a lot about Barney, and I have intermittently written them, but I have been part of this wonderful community of Manchester United and Red News, and all I can say is that I appreciate what we have. We have something special.
Do you know what I will say? Like, we got dicked and I was so angry. I just wanted to beat the green sign saying stop and go at the ground. No, but and then I feel like I could hug you all, and it's such a drug. It's such a drug.
But do you know what?
But right, here's the thing. Nick, you're sighing. Come on. But you were passionate after a game, right? What are we anymore? What, right?
We're shite, mate.
That's what we
are. But we shouldn't fucking be.
We're basically where Brighton are and Fulham are.
Oh, we're not Brighton Levels. Yeah, we are not Brighton Levels anymore.
Mate, we are.
No, Brighton are better. Brighton are better around Brighton. And there's a hope. There is one iota of hope.
To be a Brighton.
There's one iota of hope that I'm, as you all know, very sceptical of this 25% bollocks. I think it'll be like the whole fucking mechanism. It was signed a couple of weeks ago. The whole mechanism that the Glazers have to sign it off shows how potentially shit this could be. But if you get 1% better fucking football management, that is a starting point.
I mean, that's the point. We're that is, mess.
And that we are totally right. But what I've thought about for another pod, but let's talk about it now, because Christmas, and this isn't coming out till after Christmas, is what would you tell your younger self if you could give them advice? Two things.
Fucking hell.
None of
it. On the basis of Man United.
None of it matters.
None of it matters.
On the basis of Man United.
No, on life itself and the universe and everything. No. And thanks for the fig. Go on.
Two things.
You're young already. Hang on. During, you were making out in the podcast the other night. During the war, we were all fucking.
What?
Well. Oh.
Well, two things are is there's nothing on earth like being a Red.
Yeah.
That's got to be a real one. There's nothing else like. Look, we've been here today. Nothing matters, man.
By chiming in on that. When I say nothing matters, man, it is what it is. You're United and that's it. Nothing matters. When it's shit, it doesn't matter, man. None of the fucking matters.
Does United help?
Oh, God, man. You know my story and yes, United helps.
Of course it does. But the first thing is, there is nothing on earth like being a Red. If you actually think about what has happened this evening, about the people that have come from Wales, you've got, you know, people that have come in all the way over from Mayo/New York. You've got
Mayo, New York. That's like an influencers tag, isn't it?
50%
Mayo, 50% New York.
The amalgamation of people today has genuinely been incredible.
No,
I've not sat there and looked forward to the train. I've not looked forward to, you know, the football. And I've come down today thinking, I knew we were going to get beat. I knew, and I was thinking, well, come down here for the social. But the second thing I tell my younger self is, please get into Led Zeppelin younger than you did, because you got into it far too late in your 30s, because Led Zeppelin are great.
Leonard
Skinner,
your taste is fucking your taste is fucking impeccable, man.
I will say two things. I'm going to go quick. I'd always say none of it matters. So you think at the time, the next morning, it all matters.
No.
And it all comes out in the wash. It all comes, generally. I mean, like, not, you know, generally things come out in the wash. See, for fuck's sake, Shane's just got Amaro shot. But what I'm saying is, you wake up the next morning feeling paranoid about something you've done and it doesn't matter. And the other two things interconnect. He's spilling the Amaro. There's Amaretto dripping over Nick's leg. It's patience and time.
Yeah.
Because patience and time. Time goes so quick. So give yourself that patience, because that is all we got.
No matter what,
we're all here. It's all about United.
So my two things.
Two things you tell your younger self, Shane.
Two things to tell my younger self. Yes, your penis is of average size. Don't worry about it. And second, you're all right. Not everybody thinks you're a knobhead. That's what I thought. I thought everybody thought it was a knobhead. And there'll be people now responding to this going, who's that knobhead?
I think everyone is a knobhead. So if your starting point is that every single... We all are.
But he's the world's best.
Yeah, the world's fucked. Like, what Nick's playing with Phil Z, I don't like that. My two things are...
Fucking believe in your mates. Like, most people are good. It's the politicians and the ruling cunts that will make you think people are bad. Most people are fucking good. And the second thing is, just fucking smile and fucking, you know, just fucking, if you want to, like, fuck houses, fuck cars and fuck everything else. Just fucking experience life and be happy. Like, there's nothing richer in life than having good people around you. That sounds a bit deep.
I dread to think how much money we've spent on United over the years. Anyway, fuck it.
It's good, in fact. But it leaves it, like, what would you spend it on? Like, a fucking car or a fucking... You can't...
I will say, to connect it all, this, I probably need to edit this bit, but there's a bloke, he was giving it big and all fucking game, a knobhead. And someone in his family's going to go, what did they say to you today, Dad? And the United then just shouted, pedo, pedo. And that is, I knew at half time that would be, sorry, that is really.
It was the highlight of the game.
Me and Nick, we were in the lower tier, and we said, that's the most exciting thing that's happened this half.
He was such a knobhead.
He came back for more.
No, but he didn't come back up to our bit. He stayed down.
He milked it.
I'd like to think I would have, if it had come in fisticuffs, in the Queen's English, that we'd have all got done. Right.
Bye, Red News.
Fuck it.
Hello everyone. It's my last night. I'm sat on the beach. It's lovely. It's my last night of a month of incredible times. And I've wasted it watching that shit. Coggy, I put a picture in the group before, because, like, I was just sat at a bar on the beach. I'm in Phuket, so I'm flying back from Phuket tomorrow, so I sent a picture saying that the sunset was incredible, and Coggy put, you should probably sit, words to the effect that you should probably just sit and watch the sunset instead of bothering to watch football. You were right. It's just not good, is it? And I hate to be the person to say it, and I know I've already said it, but I think his time's done. I think if the ownership wasn't so, you know, like, we don't know what's going on, it'd have happened already. Like Wazza said in the group, that who are you getting in? And again, like Coggy said it the other day, I don't know, but we're not good. And, you know, like watching today was like watching, like we mentioned the other day about how people not wanting to go to the game against Liverpool because it reminded us of the last time we were there, and it was, well, not the last time, but you know what I mean, against, with Jose. It feels exactly the same. It feels like we're just going through the motions, and the inevitable is going to happen at some point. I understand that it's crazy that we're playing Mainu and the other young lad today. Like, the fact that we played a defensive back of a 35-year-old and then a guy who's never played in the Prem before. I understand that, you know, things aren't as ideal as he'd want it to be, but what's the game plan? What is the game plan? Like, I understand, like, last week, like, you know, I did this last week and I was buzzing because, as I said last week, that we won a 0-0, and I feel like we did. We, you know, the best we could get out of that, arguably, was to not get smashed. But today was just, we've played exactly the same way. And for what? It's terrible. You know, I feel for Hoyland, but then at the same time, what you know, I understand that he's not doing anything, but he's not doing anything because no one's giving him the ball. brought Rashford on, did fuck all. But again, it's because we're not doing anything. We're not playing well. And it's not good. It's not good. And I think that the sooner we get the ownership sorted, the sooner this will change, because it feels like we're in the doldrums right now, because they're not going to make a decision until something happens higher above. Today was shit, and like I said, like, when was it? Like, a few games ago. It was shit watching it beachside in Thailand. I can't imagine what it was like watching it when you're actually there and you've made the effort. Nick made the effort today to go down there and watch it. It's just shit. And I just generally, like, I don't want to say that he needs to go, but it just doesn't feel like it's the right fit now. I'm literally 5 minutes into this, and I've not mentioned the fact that Unana was shit for one of the goals. Again. But he's going to always be played, isn't he? Is that Ten Hag's fault? Is that the fact that we've got no one else? But then he was his man. I don't know. But the next time that United play, I'll be there. And the same will probably happen again, won't it? Right. I'm going to embrace the last few hours that I'm here. And, but yeah. It could be worse, couldn't it? I've had an amazing, amazing, amazing time here. And I'm sad to leave. I am sad to leave, but at the same time, I'm looking forward to getting back. So, we're shit, aren't we? Right. Okay. Up the regiment. No, to the regiment. I love you all. Please keep giving to the Mind fundraiser, because that means more than anything else. And yeah, the next time I'll be watching United, I'll be complaining that it's too cold. So I'm gonna embrace these last few hours as much as I can. Right, see you later. Goodbye. I love you all. Life is really, really, really good. Forget about United. Life is really good. And just don't forget it. And if you do, you know, Mind is there. And that's why it's important. So, see you later. Goodbye. Come and buy a mag. And tell me off if I'm complaining about it being too cold. Right, see you. Well, hello everyone. Through the magic of Barney's very amateur editing, we've gone from a few seconds or minutes ago, I don't know how he's going to cut this, but from me being a little bit pissed on a beach in Thailand, don't know if you picked up on that, to, you know, sat listening to the sound of the waves, to now being stood outside Old Trafford again. It's 5:30, a few hours before kickoff. Got here early, and I'm not going to say it's cold. It's not actually that bad, to be fair. I just thought I'd do a little bit before. I'm the only one selling. No, John's coming and selling in a bit, I'll try and get a little bit with him as well and see what he says. Coming into this, it's what, the first game here in a month. I think I've missed 3 home games, luckily, and we lost 2 of them. And I don't really have any expectations in a bad way. I've got no expectations that we're going to win. I think Villa, I know they've been a lot better at home than they have been away, but we've been shit both home and away. So I think they're a team that know that we can be got at, and they've got a manager who's clearly got them ticking. So I'd be very shocked if we get anything out of this tonight, which is horrible to think, really, but we'll see. I think, you know, that all the news has come through about Ratcliffe, like, confirmed. It's going to take 6 to 8 weeks, apparently, for it to be finalised. So I still can't see any change being made until that's done, because I guess the Glazers aren't going to risk wanting to make any big changes and then that potentially fall through. So, but it just feels like he's managing for his job game by game now, really, and which is sad, because it's mad that we've gone from what I know it's almost a year now since, you know, the League Cup final, and Agloo, we've played shit ever since then. But it's mad how it's just crumbled, and I wish I could explain why that's happened. But if I could, then, you know, I'd be in a better paid job than I am now. Yeah, so I'll see if I can get anyone else to come on another few minutes before the game, and if not, I'll speak to you after it. And you never know, we may get a Christmas miracle. Fucking hell, imagine calling beating Villa at home a miracle. But right now, that's what it feels like it'd be. Merry Christmas to everyone. Obviously it's Boxing Day now, so hope you all had a lovely Christmas. And yeah, who knows, maybe Haaland will finally get his goal, but for that he'd need to be given the ball. Okay, goodbye. Hello again. Nick's just ran at first, like, I'm stood selling, it's just gone 7:20, and all I could see is just a madman running towards me, and it turns out it was Nick. He's just coming. I don't think I've ever seen anyone be so happy to see me. So hello.
Not even when you came out your mum.
Sorry.
I don't know where that came from.
What did you just said something then, before I started. What did you say? About Gavin and Stacey.
Oh, Gavin and Stacey. The scene from Gavin and Stacey where Gavin comes back from his honeymoon and Smithy just walks into the room with his arms folded and just goes, "I bet you didn't think about me. I bet you didn't think about me once. What moment did you think about me? Tell me when you thought about me. I want to know every time you thought about me on your honeymoon while you were away. Not that you're on your honeymoon, but yes. You know, that's not the point.
I apologise for going away for so long from you.
Dude, fucking, don't you dare do that again. I've been so very lonely. West Ham was awful on Saturday on the way back, apart from I was with Phil, and other than that, it was very lonely. Very lonely train ride on the way down. Anyway.
Hello.
The track was bouncing on the way here. That was a cracking positive. I don't think I've ever seen the tram that giddy before. With Villa as well, it was quite up for Boxing Day football. I do not want to be here, and now I feel like I want to be here after that tram journey. So
that's good.
So yeah.
I want to just update from earlier. It is cold.
This is warm.
It's cold.
It's like a summer day. Mister, I've been in 30 degree heat for the last month. It was warm,
I felt fine it? 2 hours ago, but you know, it's seeping into me now.
Do you want to count? Yeah,
it is. Yes, I do. Nick, wait, hang on. All right, I'm going to pause this for a second, and then we'll come back. Goodbye.
And now we can carry on.
Thanks for that. So
I don't know what you were going to say.
I can't remember now. I'm cold now. 2 hours ago, I felt all right. And I'm very tired now. The tiredness has hit me.
did you speak about the game the other day after the game? Have you been on there?
Yeah, well, yeah, but not really, no, because everyone just got really giddy to see each other and got really pissed.
That's nice. So, do you have any thoughts?
Oh, God. God, we were back. Well, I went on Saturday, and it was a... I went down full of no optimism, and I thought, do you know what? I just want to see us score a goal. I've worked it out on all the games I've ever seen United play in London that aren't in Wembley. Not at Wembley. All the games, all the club games, Premier League games, and FA Cup games that I've been to in London, I've seen us score twice. Ever.
Wow.
Ever.
How many did you work out? How many?
I don't know how many games that's worked out to be. Twice ever. That's ridiculous, that, isn't it? We've got such a shite record in London. I know I don't go to all the away games. I maybe do one or two a year in the league, you know, maybe 1 year away, but you know, that's still a shit record, isn't it? Like, that's absolutely shocking. And that's through several different managers.
Yeah.
And I just thought, coming out the game, I thought, I just don't understand how Eric's still got a job. What, I'm not saying that I want him sacked and all the rest of it, because I don't think it matters, as I've said many times, who he's had. But I genuinely don't understand how he's still got a job, well, and how he's survived it.
I just think it's
only because of the takeover, yeah, and you think, you know, if you lose this, does he still have a job by the end of January? And I just wonder if he does. And that was my thoughts.
Well, I said earlier, I think he will, because it's still going to be 8 to 6 weeks until it's fully confirmed, and nothing will happen until then. It's just annoying that it also means that we probably won't really spend any money in January because he's not fully involved yet. But
you don't want to back a manager that's on the way out, do you? And you know, it's very similar to like when Ranić was in, almost, in a way, because you know, you knew full well he wasn't going to get backed in January. You know, after all, like, you know, you think, who's going to sign for a temporary manager? And I think that's pretty much the same thing, isn't it? Now, you're on the pod score prediction for today. Who knows? You say who knows or 2-0?
Who knows?
Said 2-0. So
well, optimistic.
Keep the faith. Thanks for the support. But no, I was so good. I mean, I left on 75 minutes because, you know, it's a nightmare leaving West Ham. And, you know, it was the drink afterwards was incredible, and everyone was out. And it's one of those days where you just think, God, I'm so happy I'm United and I'm not something else. And I know pretty much all we can cling to these days are the drink. But that football on Saturday was so bad. And everyone always goes, oh, I could play, you know, and I could do better and all the rest of it. I genuinely think there's people in the stadium that could have fitted in that United. Maybe not done better, that's not what I'm saying, but couldn't have been worse than what that team was. And I think we're almost at a stage where we could pull people off the street, and it doesn't matter who plays, we're still never going to score a goal. We are so bad. And the football is the worst. It's worse than what Mourinho is. I said that on Saturday to Shane in the ground, and I said, this is worse than what Jose was. Jose's football was better than this. And at least you always felt you could nick something in a game. And I just don't have that anymore. I just feel so flat about United. But I'm so excited about going out for a drink afterwards. So it's a very mixed emotion.
Anyway. So what are your thoughts on today then?
Oh, we're going to get beat. And it's funny because we had a spare ticket. I had a spare ticket that came and got offered to me before, and I was offering it around my family, and my entire family's United, and I couldn't convince anyone to go. And everyone's like, why on earth do you want to go and watch that shit? And I was like, no, Villa are here today. Villa play good football. I was like, why are you going? I want to watch Villa. And I feel like I'm starting to sound like Mike Bassett. You know, and it's like three cheers for the Mexicans, and if that Ramirez does, if that Ollie Watkins doesn't play the tournament, you know, and that's where we're at now, isn't it? So, good news, mate.
Thank you. 1-0 today, I think, hopefully.
Say it louder. 1-0.
1-0. 1-0 to United.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's going to score?
Cheers, mate.
You don't care.
Ireland will get his first goal tonight.
Oh, don't. We said that on Saturday.
Yeah, so United scoring more than one goal, and they beat Villa last season, didn't they? So
Villa seems to be a lot better this season.
This is a very different Villa to a very different Villa.
They're better at home, but when you watch them, you almost wonder why they are winning all those matches. You know, that's what I think anyway.
Yeah.
I saw them against Sheffield United and I thought they were okay, but
yeah.
I don't know if they're flattering to deceive.
Your optimism's made me feel better.
I think United are shite at the moment.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, it's just,
I mean, if they can give great chances for Haaland, he'll bang them in.
They just need to pass through, don't they?
It's been weeks,
though. Those stats from the other day were ridiculous.
And it's worse, though, isn't it? Like, you know, you can't... I mean, as I say, I think Brian Van Nistelrooy struggles in this Man United side.
Yeah, because he wouldn't have been, like, you know, wouldn't I think get the opportunity.
And I think that this is testament, and Nathan will disagree with me all day long, but I always said that this is, I can't believe Ronaldo did so well in this side and scored so many goals. Because it's like, where on earth was the service coming from? I've got a real big problem. I think football's a simple game.
Better service when Ronaldo was in the team.
Yeah,
well, he had better service because
you feel like you have to pass the ball to him. But why don't you give the ball to him? Hoyland's hardly the worst player on the pitch.
No.
You know, same with Weghorst, he was hardly the worst player on the pitch. He wasn't great, I know he wasn't, but you know, you could see why he struggled to score goals. I feel very negative.
Hoyland is Hoyland definitely got that, he's got that goal scoring ability.
Well, we've seen it in the Champions League, haven't we? But yeah,
he definitely got it.
And I don't want to write off any 20-year-old ever.
Harry Kane had struggled with United.
But I do think Hoyland flatters to deceive a little bit. Yeah, I don't think he helps himself. I don't think his touch is particularly great. I think his movement in the box is shocking. I think, of course, he's 20, he's 20, and I get that. And I'm not writing him off.
But he could be getting a lot of tap-ins and a lot of open goals.
Good strikers still know where they need to be, and I don't think he knows where he needs to be. And I think that you should know that at a young age. You should be.
I think
that's something that you can't teach. You've either got that or
he's got to be in a team where.
And that's what scares me.
Creating chances to actually judge him properly, I think.
Yeah.
I think at the moment he can't see the wood for the trees, can he?
No.
He's making it. He wants to make a run. He's thinking, well, and then Garnacho gets it, comes back, and then it goes back. Anthony tries one with his left foot. Or plays it back to Shaw, or you know,
or loses it. What I'd like to see.
Shaw's the biggest mystery is why they got Anthony from Ajax when Ten Hag was his manager at Ajax.
I think we needed a right midfielder.
What was he doing for Ajax before?
A right midfielder was one of the number one priorities because we had no wins. But what I'd like to see is I'd like to see Anthony on the left. I'm tired of cutting in.
If I was manager, that's what I'd do.
I don't understand. I'm not saying he's the player there for 90 minutes. But why not though? Why not cross a few balls in and think it's blatantly not working for you on the right? You've got no depth. Why would you not play him on the left?
I would play him on the left.
That's what I want to see.
If I was manager tonight, first game, I'd put him on the left. I would. I'm not just saying it now.
Cross the ball in.
Obviously, it'd affect the other formation.
Get some service. Get someone like McTominay. Get Hoyland flooding the box. Get Bruno in the box and try and score some goals. And I just don't think we want to score goals.
There's no harm in trying, would there?
No, it can't be any worse. Sorry, say your name. Where are you from?
Paul from Hull.
Nice. You're on the podcast.
How many games have you been to this season? This one.
This is my first one. Went to a lot at the end of last season. I went on a run the last 7 or 8 matches. I got hooked on it, you know. But
what, the end of last season? The football at the end of last season, like April,
I got
May.
Hooked on going.
You got hooked on that. Yeah.
My first game, I keep saying to people, my first game was, I looked it up actually, I had to look it up. It was January the 31st, 1980, when my dad used to bring me on my birthday.
And who was
when
that?
I was about 12. That was Birmingham 1-0. That was Joe Jordan, I think.
Joe Jordan.
Oh, no, it might have been 2-0. I don't know if this is actual one. Yes, it is. This is from.
It's got a scarf in.
1978.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That was celebrating the 100 years of the club.
Jeez, that's a beautiful
scarf. I mean, it's
an
original one. It's an original
that's
one.
In
you
great
won't get that made
as
anywhere
well, considering it's from 78.
Yeah. 100 years of the Red Devil Mandrake, yeah. it's not worth anything. But
it's
to me,
it doesn't matter.
It's a scarf I've had for.
It'd be worth something to me, I'd love that.
I've had this for 45 years. Yeah. You know?
That's great, that.
Obviously, I don't go to every game, so it spends most of the time in a cupboard. But I always take it with me, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, that's.
Hopefully, there's some magic on it today.
But I didn't actually. Obviously, I didn't go to my first game for two more years because I was 10. I think my dad took me when I was. Well, he took me when I was 12. 12th birthday. He took me to the first game, but I'm not a regular, but I was a regular. I did get hooked on going again last season, but now I'm a member. If I get a ticket, I'll come to the game.
Yeah, yeah.
So have you got, what's your prediction then for today?
1-0.
1-0 Highland.
It's not going to be a goal fest, is it, I don't think?
Not if we're involved.
What do you think?
Not if we're involved.
I've already said I'll be surprised if we win, but you never know.
0-0. Or a disappointing 1-0 defeat.
Maybe, yes.
Yeah, right. But you've got to be realistic. I'm realistic. When I talk about United, I'm realistic, you know.
Yeah. Well, we all are. That's where we all are.
Right, I'm going to pause this for now because this one's going to be so long. But, right,
I'll speak after the game. Hopefully it's not too bad. We might win. Who knows? All right. Okay. Goodbye. Well, bloody hell. Jesus Christ. I said earlier on, didn't I, that about it being a Christmas miracle and laughing about beating Villa being a Christmas miracle. But you know what? Being 2-0 down at half time and then doing it, that is a Christmas miracle. I did not see that coming at half time. My dad texted me when the second one went in and was like, "Are you on your way home yet?" I'm obviously very tired and I was very tempted and I literally said, "No, I'm going to have my pie, my half time pie, and see how it goes." Wow, bloody hell. Fair play. Fair play to him, because it's... The players do not look like they've given up on the manager, do they? I just think it's... Though their goals, we look good. We look decent going forward, even in the first half. Like, Rashford looked like he was on one, like he was trying to do something. Like, Garnacho, I put in my notes, I was like, I just really, really hope that we get good again before Garnacho wants to fuck off. Because he's some player, and I said the other day in the group that if Real Madrid come knocking for him, he'll be gone. He's from Madrid, isn't he? He idolises Ronaldo. If they come sniffing and we're shit, he's long gone. So I just really hope that we get good before he gets his head turned. And I know that it still might, but come on, give us a chance. Yeah, he was brilliant. Absolutely buzzing for Hoyland. Because he's deserved it. He's put the work in, and he's just not got the service, has he? But some finish. Again, Maynou looks so good. He looks like he's been playing in that position for years. Who else? Wan-Bissaka looked good. You know, everyone going forward looked good, but we're just shit at the back. Those two goals were embarrassing, and if it wasn't for the fact that we brought that back in the second half, I'd be doing. Because those two first goals, especially the first one, they knew exactly what they're doing. I've got a Villa mate who I texted when he scored and just said, absolute genius. Got in his head, and the rest, we know what happened. It was just far too easy. And it was genius from them. They knew exactly what they were going to do. And then the second one was just far too easy again. But sort the back out. And I don't know. It was just... That first half was diabolical. And if it wasn't for the fact that I could easily have left at half-time. But I was like, no, I'm not going to do it. And obviously I'm glad that I didn't. But... well... Part of the reason that I didn't leave at half time was because I need to do a post match pod on my own, and I didn't want to do it at bloody 9:15. I had little faith that we were going to get anything in that game before it started, let alone at 2-0. So bloody fair play to them. You know, they're still playing for the manager, so. Just, you know, and one thing I put in my notes, it's funny, I put this literally 30 seconds before he took Rashford out, but he might be a twat, but I do like Martinez, and, you know, he's a good goalkeeper, and he knows what he's doing. He's very streetwise in him, you all know that, and I was literally typing, he might be a twat, but I like him. Just as he took out Rashford, and I think it was very fitting. This podcast is a multi-continental podcast, and yeah, it's probably far too long, but oh well, fuck it. Right. I'm going to go and sleep. To the regiment. Love you all, as always. And, yeah. On to the next one. See you later. Goodbye.